welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And as we frequently do, I like to begin the week in prayer. The Lord knows what you're going through right now, and sometimes the walk, our Christian walk, can seem very lonely, even if we're surrounded by family and friends and loved ones, a church family that supports us. The Lord knows the hidden recesses of our heart. He knows the things that we don't share with anyone, the things that we talk to Him about when we're quiet and when we're in private. And He knows the deepest longings and the yearnings and the frustrations and the confusion that at times we experience. But as I was led of the Lord, beloved, I said, you know, Lord, there's so much going on. We're living in the information age today. And Lord, there are so many contradictory voices. We need to hear Your truth. And Your word tells us, Lord, Thy word, O Lord, is truth. And so, Father, as we begin this week of broadcasting, as we begin our time together today, Father, I thank You that You have given the children of God, Your children, authority. You've given us the keys of the kingdom, that what we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And Lord, most importantly, we pray not according to our thoughts, opinions, our desires, but we pray, Lord, our heart's desire is to pray according to Your will, the revealed will of Your word as expressed in the Bible and illuminated and brought into fruition through the power and agency of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, now we thank You that we rebuke every work of the enemy against the minds and hearts of Your people that would bring confusion, that would bring doubt, that would bring uncertainty, feelings of being unsettled and unsure and questioning. Father, we rebuke that, and we pray, Lord, for a peace now that will pass all understanding. And by the Spirit of God, You will reveal all deception. And we thank You, Lord, for the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, who will lead and guide us into all truth, who reveals to us the path of righteousness. So, Father, in Your great mercy and in Your love, we pray that You will impact the lives of every listener. Lord, You know, because You are God, what we need individually. And Father, by faith right now, I release that provision in their lives. And Lord, we will be eternally grateful, eternally thankful, able to appreciate, Lord, in that time that we're with You in a way that now we only see in a limited way, how great Your love has been for us, how great and merciful Your intervention. Now, Lord, we ask that You would draw us close to You and let us feel comfort in Your presence, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. As I just brought that prayer to a close, there's times I'm reading the Word, or sometimes I'll sit in my recliner and preparing a message for the broadcast. And I have a border collie. I normally have had two dogs, but this one is quite unique. She's a mature border collie, and she loves people, and she loves affection and attention. And she'll sit there staring at me as I'm trying to, you know, keep my eyes focused on the Bible or whatever I ever have before me. And then she'll crawl up by my arm, and she just wants to put her head under my arm. She just kind of wants to be buried next to me in my presence. And I feel sometimes that's just what we need to feel in our precious Heavenly Father. We just want to snuggle up close to Him and just shut out the light of the world and all the conflicting opinions and knowledge and all the all kinds of information that's flying around us in this age of information, and just seek your precious presence, knowing that in your presence there's fullness of joy, there's healing, there's peace. And Lord, you see everyone now who is needing that, I pray, just as I take a few moments and minister to my little puppy. I ask, Lord, that you, now there's a comparison, but Lord, we're your beloved children. And Lord, you love your animals too. Lord, you, your altars, it says in Psalms, the sparrow hath found a place to lay her nest, and the swallow a place to lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts. So, Lord, you love your creation, and you love man who you formed in your image. So now, Lord, lift us up, shelter us in your presence, and give us courage and strength. And with that strength, Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So with that strength that you will bring, we also thank you for a peace that passes understanding and a joy that transcends everything of this world. Lord Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And so, Father, regardless of what we may face in this life, regardless of the testing and the trials personally or as a church, Lord, we thank you that you are with us and that we are victorious in you. And a time is coming when you will make every wrong, you will correct every wrong, you will right every wrong, and you will bring your justice to bear in this earth, and we shall see the Lord Jesus return triumphantly and rule and reign from his throne at Jerusalem for 1,000 years. And after that, Lord, a new heaven and a new earth and all the adventures that await your people at that time. But Lord, we thank you for the present moment. Lord, I ask you to use your people. Lord, give them such a sense of joy that transcends knowledge, that transcends their experience. Lord, we'll know that is you that have done it, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, beloved, if you are desiring to stay informed and knowing how to pray for not only yourself, but to pray for our nation, our leaders, as the Word exhorts us to, and for the nations of the world, we're living in historic and climactic times, and we're in the end time. There's no question of that, and yet we, you know, it's just not my place to forecast days. I think anyone does that is getting into very troubled waters. But we know that our times are in his hand, and the Lord is totally composed. He sits on his throne. He hasn't abdicated it. He is fully aware and fully acknowledged of everything in our personal lives, as sometimes insignificant as we may seem. Yet he holds all the thoughts of all the nations of all individuals and the nations of the world. Nothing is hid from before him. And so this is the God with whom we have to do. So we can rest in peace regardless of how current events may transpire, regardless of conflicting news broadcasts, regardless of things that we hear at one moment and then we hear the opposite. We thank you, Lord, that your truth prevails. You know, I was just thinking of a dear brother who's a friend, lives in another state, and I was speaking to him, and he's been, serving the Lord for very many years. He's the son of a missionary, grew up in Nigeria, both he and his wife. So they obviously know the Lord, and he came to a place that's like, I don't know who to believe anymore. Well, I don't know. Some of you listening to me right now, you might feel that way because there's so much in the way of lies and deception. You don't know what report is accurate. And I have said this to an unsaved friend. If there is a ministry or person who is Christian, you can believe what they say. A true Christian would never lie. He may speak in ignorance or being misinformed, but never intentionally would a true Christian ever, ever lead you astray. And if they did, then they'd be willing to express an apology or regret that they were misinformed and this is the further truth that they have heard. So that's what we want to talk about. Thy word, O Lord, is truth. And beloved, this is an hour We're living in a time, it's come upon us, in which we must be girt about with the whole armor of God. That belt of truth that holds the armor together, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Never in human history, never in the time of men has there been such a need, and never has there been such satanic opposition to the things of God. And this should not come as a surprise, because the end of all things is drawing near. Prophecy is being fulfilled. We don't know the return of the Lord, but we know it is drawing nigh. And so what I'd like to do for as brief a time as possible, just because it's important to preach the whole counsel of God, and we need to be advised and informed, and yet the greatest amount of our time should be reflecting on the things of God. Yet, for a short time, I don't know how long we'll go, the rest, well, obviously we're mostly through this broadcast, but at least tomorrow, perhaps the next day, dealing with the subject of the warfare of the enemy, the subject of occultism, if you will, and the devil. We are living in such days that many in high places and high power, those who are in the political scene, if you've done any kind of investigation or, you know, alternate news sources or whatever your ways of gaining information, there are many who are very high in politics, the Illuminati, those in the secret societies. Oh, it may not be those who are in the lower echelons, but those who are high level in whatever secret society, they are introduced to the mysteries, if you will, of power, of occultism. And so it's a very real enemy that we're dealing with. But the wonderful word to you is, we shall feel fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. That's just a portion of Psalm 23, the Lord our good shepherd. But we're just getting into the subject, and as I said, it's important we just acknowledge the nature and the intensity and the force of our enemy. We can't belittle it, and yet we need not to be afraid, because God has given us all things that pertain to our life and a walk of godliness, even in these evil and perilous times. So, beloved, I close this broadcast with my love and with the confidence and assurance that I pray every day for you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.